أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we have been investigating Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 of the Noble Quran. Today, as we continue within this beautiful chapter, what is known as the heart of the Quran, that which gives the Quran life, that which keeps the Quran sustained, and obviously as an extension which gives you and I life when we read it and reflect and understand the content and try to implement it within our day-to-day lives, we come to verse number 9 that we want to reflect upon today and to see what God has to share with us from this particular chapter and what lessons and points that we can derive to take away with us to try and better ourselves and implement this book of God within our day-to-day lives. Before we go into the brief commentary and review and the points to derive and take away with us, let us have a listen to the Arabic of verse number 9 and the English translation, and then we'll come back with a brief review and analysis of the content of this particular verse. Allah says the following within the Noble Quran.
وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ
And we have placed barriers of their stubbornness, rendering them unable to look forward to the bright future of Islam and to rise to eminence by accepting it in front of them, and barriers of their prejudices behind them, thus rendering them unable to look back at the doom of those who rejected the truth in the past. Thus we have kept them behind the veil so that they cannot see, so they have become totally devoid of spiritual light. Obviously, one of the first things that we should mention is that the translation here is not obviously a word-for-word translation. The translator has offered his own comment, his own understanding of the verse, and that should not detract us from the main message, because when we look at the content of this verse and the meaning of it, as we'll see very shortly in the commentary and the points to learn, we better appreciate why the verse has been rendered as such in English. Although the Quran is a steadfast and a wise teacher, and the message of the Prophet and his methodology is that of a definitive path that he is upon, and the fact that religion is a direct path, it's a direct source of guidance towards God, we still see that people reject the messages of the divine. People who are unaware, people who are unbelieving, people who are overwhelmed, perhaps, with their own superstitious beliefs and systems that they were born and brought up with, they still reject this message of the truth. And so really, whatever way they turn, they're at a dead end. Again, not implemented or not forced or imposed upon them by God. Know that these are dead ends which they have put within their own lives, which the culture, the society, maybe we can even say, has imposed upon them. And so just as the verse shows that whatever way they turn, they are at a dead end at every aspect of their life. When God speaks about these stubborn people in this particular verse, there are a few points that we can derive and understand and appreciate from it. Why are these people so stubborn? Point number one is that these people are in a state of ghafla, of spiritual negligence. And because of this fact, they do not believe in what they hear. Point number two is that because of their own personal superstitious beliefs, their own made up beliefs or notions, because of this has actually clouded over their vision. And just as we previously spoke about the camel who would not drink from the water well and the head would remain up, these sorts of individuals, through their pride, through their arrogance, through their incorrect belief system that they refuse to even question and think about, that they have also brought about this act on themselves, the state of affairs that they find themselves in. Their stubbornness is because of their own doing, that they don't want to lift their head up and look around. And so they are in those dead ends. And in addition, not only are they at a dead end and all roads are closed, but their eyes have also been covered over. So they can't even begin to look and to find where is the truth because of their own personal state of affairs that they are in at that particular time of their lives. As for what does it mean when God says that there is a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, in Tafsir al-Nur it is mentioned that perhaps the barrier in front of them are their own aspirations, their dreams, their desires. That they have these long-winded and hopes and dreams for the future, aspirations, and those keep their intellect foggied and muddied over from actually reflecting and thinking about the divinity, about God, about the divine presence of God. And the fact that also behind them is a barrier, this could be a relation or an understanding could be that this is related to their belief system, what they've done in the past, their own personal actions have now left a foggied interpretation or a foggied understanding based on their previous past experience. So these are things that again have been imposed upon them by them or their own selves, that they have put barriers in front of them to not be able to understand the realities, and they have put barriers behind them, or those their actions in the past rather have acted as a barrier for them to even try to continue to move forward and progress and think about the realities of God and of religion. As we conclude and we offer some takeaway points to learn from this verse of Surah Yasin for today, one of the first things that we can derive is that there are hundreds, thousands maybe of lights that are available for a person if they wish to see the truth and the reality. If they wish to use one of these lights to be guided, then they will be guided. However, sometimes some people still prefer to walk blindly in the darkness and not to avail themselves of the divine light. That is up to them to choose which way they want to go in life. Point number two is that not only do these spiritually negligent non-believers not only take a lesson from what has happened in the past, from the generations, from the societies of the past, and what happened to them and their outcomes, but even they don't look into the future, into where they are currently at, and the future, and the miracles, and the signs that are all around them, things that God has put forth in our day-to-day life today. They reject these signs. They don't accept them as being from the divine. And so at both ends, they have really sealed their own doom and their own dead end in life. That is because of them not reflecting and thinking about the past or the current signs which are around them pointing to the Almighty God. And last but not least is a lesson for us to learn and what how we can implement this verse. And that is that when it comes to propagation, to teaching, to education of this religion of Islam to others, we have to realize that we need to use logical proofs many times. Use the logic and the intellect to debate with people, to reason with people about the existence of God. But at the same time, we sometimes need to use emotions, feelings, and sentiments, and to choose which is the best avenue of opportunity in every situation that we find ourselves in. We ask God to accept this understanding of Surah Yasin from us and to give us better and deeper understandings and to be able to reflect and contemplate and better understand His noble word as embodied within the noble Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.